Please be advised, some of this audio contains profanity.
For NPR Music, this is Alt Latino, and I'm Jasmine Garst. I'm at this really cool music festival. It's in Austin, Texas. It's called the Pachanga Latino Music Festival. And I have no idea where Felix is.
Wait, I think he's over there. I think I see him.
Okay. I'm going to go check out a band, and I think Felix is over there by the stage.
From NPR Music, this is Alt Latino. I'm Felix Contreras. And I seem to have lost Jasmine. I'm at the sound check for the band AJ Davila. Hey, AJ, excuse me for a sec. I lost Jasmine. Have you seen Jasmine?
I think I saw her swimming in the river.
Well, I'm right in the middle of bothering you guys in your sound check, so go ahead and finish the sound check. It's got to be at least 90 degrees outside. It's very hot. It's hot for the people attending the concerts. It's hot for the musicians, so they've created a little room in here to do interviews and to get the musicians off the hot stage. So while I'm here, I happen to run into the guys from Brownout Presents Black Sabbath. I'm sorry. Brownout Presents Brown Sabbath.
Suit,
yeah. First of all, let me have you give your names and what you play.
Beto Martinez, I play guitar.
Greg Gonzalez, bass guitar.
John Spies, I play drums and percussion.
Alex Marrero, vocals.
All right, guys, you guys were the band that I was waiting to see. Be honest, completely honest. You could tell by the gray in my hair, man. It's that whole 70s Latin funk thing is my thing, and you guys nail it. You nail it in a way that it's not, you're not copying. It's a very sincere and you know, very direct interpretation, man. So that's,
thank you, man.
Yeah,
we appreciate that. I'm glad, you know, somebody caught it.
So now tell me about Brownout Presents Brown Sabbath. How did that come about?
Well, it kind of started as a joke. You know, we spent a lot of time together on the road and in the car and the van and the airplane. And, you know, we came up with all these different ideas. Let's do, you know, Brownout does Black Sabbath, we'll call it Brown Sabbath. You know, let's do ZZ Top, we'll call it ZZ Brown, whatever. But somehow the Brown Sabbath one stuck. And in September, we did a residency here in town at a small club called Frank, where we did a different theme every week. You know, we did a James Brown tribute show. We did a show of b-boy music for break dancers, and one of the nights we did a Black Sabbath tribute show, and it went over really well. Alex kind of at the last minute, I guess, was just like we were trying to find people to sing the songs. He's like, man, I can sing that stuff, I'm into Black Sabbath. And you're like, go for it, man. We had no idea at the time
that he was actually the Mexican Aussie.
That he was the Mexican Aussie, yeah.
We're not sure if he did either, but he approached it as if. So
it's been a pleasant surprise.
Even to you?
I've been enjoying it, yeah. It's been a lot of fun. It's great playing with these guys. The music is, you know, it's in our veins. We all grew up with it. So it's interpreting it the way that the arrangements have been made. It's just so much fun having percussion and horns. I mean, they make it easy for me up front because the band, I go up there with total confidence. It's great.
So you guys have recorded an album, right?
Yeah. Actually, we wrapped that up a couple months back in spring. It's going to be out in June. We've got a 10-inch vinyl single coming out. That's Hand of Doom. A-side and B-side is The Wizard. And then we've got a full album June 24th, I believe. Yeah.
So were all of you guys in Brownout?
Yes, well, Alex is our guest, but yes, we're all in Brownout and Grupo, and all of us are in a Money Chicha as well. So we've played Pachanga every year, I think, that it's happened in some form. Grupo with Larry Harlow, Money Chicha a couple of times, you know, and so this is one of our favorite festivals, one of the best places to have a festival, and it really showcases the diversity, you know, of what is Latin music. Right now I can hear hip hop going on, you know. We bring in the 70s rock, you know, so there's a little bit of everything for everyone, and the food is amazing, so.
You know, that's the one thing I appreciate about, besides being musically so intense and so great, the whole Brownout Presents Brown Sabbath thing, but it also, to me, it shows that, you know, because I grew up listening to Norteño, my mom would have it on the radio when we wake up in the morning, but then one of the first albums I ever had honestly, and I'm not just saying this, was Masters of Reality, you know, when I was in the sixth grade, man, you know. So it's the whole cross-cultural thing, and a lot of people just don't get that. They still don't understand it. It's 2014. But a band like you guys, man, you hammer home that whole cross-cultural idea and cement it, and it's like, of course it makes sense, you know?
Black Sabbath is, you know, funky as they can be, you know, on their own. We're not making them funky. We're just doing our interpretation, putting it through our filter, if you will. But, you know, it was adapting these things was, you know, it's both hard and easy because of vocal range and putting horns and things like that. But in terms of the rhythm section, I mean, we're just having a ball because you could sample this and put it in hip hop stuff all day long. You know, it's just good.
Hey, guys, thanks a lot. And hopefully we'll see you out on the East Coast sometime.
Yeah, absolutely. Looking forward to it.
We played Brooklyn already, but we're going to go back. It was a warm-up show. People loved it. We'll definitely hit the East Coast hard.
Thanks a lot. Keep going. And thanks for doing this, guys.
Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
This is Brownout presents Brown Sabbath, a Black Sabbath cover band.
does not know this one.
it's Jasmine again, and I'm still here in Austin, Texas, in the Pachanga Latino Music Festival. And right now I'm here with an artist that we really love on our show. Her name is Gaby Moreno. And hi, Gaby.
Hi, how are you?
I have so many questions because the last time we spoke to you, you were kind of just starting to cross over into the U.S. and you've really, it's just been this like meteoric rise. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling good, really. The last album I released 2 years ago, so it's been a while. I've been really busy lately touring with Hugh Laurie as part of his Copper Bottom Band.
Hugh Laurie from Dr. House.
Exactly. A lot of people don't know that he is an unbelievable piano player and artist, a singer. And I'm just, it's such an honor and a privilege to be part of his band now. And I've been doing that, as well as preparing the new album, which I'm hoping to put out either later this year or early next year. And it's gonna be mainly in English, so I'm really excited about that too.
You have a really big following now in the U.S. And also, I found that our Guatemalan listeners, you're from Guatemala,
yeah.
And our Guatemalan listeners are like super proud of you.
Oh, you're so sweet. You know, it's really funny. I was just in Australia with Hugh Laurie, and some of the shows, some of my people came and they would like bring flags. It was the sweetest thing, you know, I could experience. Just that's just how we are, and I want to make it proud. So. It's really wonderful to see so many Guatemalans in all these shows.
Tell me, what have you gone back to Guatemala recently, or since you kind of skyrocketed? Like, what kind of reception are you getting in Guatemala?
It's been amazing. I just did a show in February in Antigua. I don't know if you've been there, but it's this beautiful old colonial city in Guatemala, and the reception in my country, of course, has been incredible.
And it must mean so much because I know in some of your work you talk about missing it and the guilt of leaving and the sadness of having to leave, and now you get to go back and kind of be a star.
Well, I think in anybody, like you probably feel that too with Argentina. I mean, like you're like, I miss it, and it's, you know, it's your roots, you know, it's your people, and it's where you were born and you grew up, and for me, my whole family's there too, so... So yeah, I do feel a little bit of pressure every time I go back and do a show, but in a good way, you know. I think that's a good thing, and I always try to just put on the best show that I can for them.
How is it different doing a show performing live in the U.S. versus in Latin America? Like, is it, you know, how does it feed you differently as an artist?
Well, I actually haven't toured as much in Latin America, believe it or not. I did one show in Argentina a couple of years ago, and then a couple of shows in Mexico City, and that's it, and in Costa Rica. But I feel that the Latin audiences are very passionate, incredibly passionate, and I love that. I love feeling that sort of energy when I'm on stage. It really fuels me, and I just have the best of time. It's great.
And I guess my last question for you is, what are we gonna see in this new album? What are we gonna hear? More jazz, more blues, collaborations? Can you give us like teasers? Give us teasers.
Well, I can tell you that it's gonna be a little bit like my first album, in which I had mainly songs in English, and a few in Spanish, because I'll never let that go. As far as sound, I'm definitely going for more of a bluesy, jazzy vibe, very much. An organic sound, you know, not a big production. I want to like just take it back to the roots.
Felix, where were you?
I was looking for you.
All day, man.
Yeah, I know. Gaby Moreno's on stage and she's calling out a very special guest, La Marisol from La Santa Cecilia.
Quizás estás perdiendo el tiempo.
And now, time for some old school rock en español from El Gran Silencio from Mexico.
Con la canción que sigue necesitamos a todos bien prendidos, bailando, porque este es el momento de olvidarnos de todas las penas, de todo lo malo. Vamos a disfrutar, mi gente, con esto que dice así. ¡Vámonos! ¡Ok!
Ha ha!
allá en Monterrey, Nuevo León. Un aplauso para Tony Hernández en la guitarra. ¡Vámonos! Valle Verde, Colombia, allá en Monterrey, Nuevo León. Un aplauso para Playmaster en los timbales. Y dice, una, dos, un, dos, tres, Playmaster. Pega, 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 pega. Silencio, paz para todos. Síganse divirtiendo, mi gente. Muchas gracias.
Bueno, chicos, ahora estamos acá en la parte en español de nuestro programa y estamos acá con una banda, bueno, que es bastante legendaria. ¿Por qué no se presentan ustedes?
Hola, ¿qué tal? Yo soy Tony Hernández, guitarra y voz del Gran Silencio.
Tienen una súper audiencia acá, la verdad es que mueven muchísima multitud. ¿Qué significa para ustedes tener una audiencia? Obvio, son una banda como muy icónica de América Latina y de México, pero ¿qué significa tener una audiencia así en Estados Unidos?
Bueno, para nosotros es muy importante, ya que el Gran Silencio tiene muchísimo tiempo de trabajar de una manera muy subterránea, underground. desde hace muchísimas, ya casi 15 años, no tenemos una compañía disquera. No nos pasan seguido en el radio, ni en los medios de comunicación, en los grandes medios de comunicación. Es muy difícil que escuche la gente, la gran masa, el gran silencio. Entonces a nosotros nos sorprende muchísimo y venir acá a Estados Unidos y saber que tenemos una gran cantidad de seguidores. Les respetamos mucho y ellos son el apoyo principal de la agrupación. Son nuestra promoción de boca a boca, nuestra publicidad. La gente le va diciendo a la otra. Algo muy importante para nosotros de ser una banda independiente y aparte subterránea es que para muchos es la primera vez que nos escuchan, a pesar de que son mucha gente, es la primera vez. Hoy hubo gente que por primera vez nos escuchaban en vivo, ¿no? Y se llevan un buen sabor de boca y cada vez es más y más y más. Gracias a Dios, el Gran Silencio es una de las bandas mexicanas o latinoamericanas que hemos recorrido muchas partes del mundo. Entonces, no solamente contamos con público nada más mexicano, sino también todo latinoamericano y también con mucha cantidad de gente sajona o de otros países, de otras raíces.
Chicos, un placer hablar con ustedes hoy. Muchísimas gracias.
Gracias a ustedes.
Muchas gracias. Mandamos un gran saludo a toda la gente de Estados Unidos y en especial a la gente latinoamericana. El Gran Silencio está presente, familia. ¡Vámonos!
Gracias.
Gracias.
Bueno, gracias.
Ya. Yeah. Felix, man.
That's so good to see you again.
Good to see you. Yeah. So what's happening? You guys getting ready to go on?
Yeah, we're about to hit the stage, actually.
All right. So the guys from Making Movies are backstage right now. I have been run across them. Good to see you guys.
See you soon.
Keep in touch. Let us know what's happening. Any new recordings, all that stuff?
Of course. I know. Of course. We got a lot to talk about.
I know. Yeah.
Perfect.
All right. Break
we'll
a
catch
leg,
up
man.
Here in a little bit. Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah. Have fun.
It's good to see
have
you.
Fun.
See you, Felix.
All right, bro. Thanks, man.
So we're making movies for those that were just getting here. And we're having fun up here. Can't get enough. When I moved to the U.S., I remember that I felt a little embarrassed to be a Latino because I was weird. In Kansas City, there wasn't a lot of Latinos, definitely no Panameños. And as I grew up, I realized that I'm really fucking proud to be a Latino and really excited about the fact that I can share both cultures and learn from both. And this song's a little bit about that. It's called Chase Your Tail. Well, I'm a dog in the street that you keep for the weak. You're the lock, but I'm the key that was lost foolishly. Oh, oh. And you're the queen, killer bee, under your command. Yeah, I work the beat. Oh, I'll die by the first sting, much like one affair kills a wedding ring. Drunk as hell, and I need to eat. Or the slut in the scene will treat you right until you dream. Whoa, whoa. But I fell in love with a girl whose eyes were fire and her skin was pearl. Yes, and family debt that daddy owed. When time speaks and the truth is told, well, happiness is fleeting, but contentment is old. Or you chase your tail. So tired of chasing my tail. I've grown tired.
Can we just tell listeners how hot it is right now?
It's very hot here. Even though we are right along Town Lake here in Austin, it is very, very hot here. I don't even know how hot, like 90-something, but I started to get a little faint, a little sad.
That's so scary because you weren't with me. What would have happened?
I would have been rescued by somebody like AJ Davila or somebody.
Doubtful. Well, what are we doing next?
Okay. Let's go to the artist tent and do some more interviews. Let's go.
I'm with Julieta Venegas. Hi, Julieta.
Hi.
Julieta, tell me, you have so many fans in the U.S. I mean, you have a huge Latino following. What do you make of that?
I think the public here in the U.S. really loves their live shows. That's something that I really enjoy because the live shows are very intense and I always enjoy them very much because they're not just like going to see a show, but it's like a sort of happening, you know. Everybody gets this into this super identity party, and it's about what country you're from and sort of being Latino, and you know, you're Mexican or Venezuelan or you're Colombian or you're, and so it's, I think it has to do with feeling identified with your roots in you know, here in the U.S.
Tell us a little bit about what you've been up to recently musically. I mean, I know you had an album recently, but what have you been working on?
Well, we've been touring a lot for this album since March last year, and in May is our last month, and we're going to finish the tour. In the middle of that, I did a few things. I did music for a play. I'd never done that before. It's a British book named The Curious Incident of the Dog in the Nighttime by an author named Mark Haddon. It was adapted in Mexico City to theater. And so I did the music for that, and that was actually very, very fun, and I really enjoyed doing music for theater again, and in the middle of a tour. So that was kind of crazy, but it was great to do it. I also did a few songs for a film, a children's film, an animation film called Niño de Piedra, which means como child of stone. That. And I did four songs for that, and I think that's going to come out in the end of this year. I'm also producing my first time I'm producing a band, a Norteño band named Sonoro Rugir in Mexico City. And, well, that's it. And touring a lot.
That's it. Yeah. That's a lot. Thank you so much, Julieta.
Okay, thank you.
This has been an awesome festival, and I want to remind our listeners to please to follow us on Facebook and Twitter. We are NPR's Alt Latino.
And we want to remind you that you can hear every song we've ever played on our show on our 24/7 web stream, Alt Latino Radio, at npr.org/music.
I want to give a special thanks to just some awesome people on our team that make this happen, Jessica Goldstein and Sureya Mohammed, and our executive producer, Anya Grunman.
And a special thanks to Rich Garza, who put together this Pachanga Latino Music Fest. Thank you so much for all your help in making us feel welcome and letting us hang out with all of our favorite musicians. Signing off from Austin, Texas, I'm Felix Contreras.
And I'm Jasmine Garst. This has been Alt Latino.